The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
And who's here?
It's no way, who's here?
What? Oh my
who's
god! Here?
Ah, who, I didn't see you there. Oh. Holy shit.
Wow. It's been a while. Dun, dun. I'm back from my sabbatical.
Your sabbatical of?
Of fornication.
Fornication.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I guess I was sailing the high seas for some fine-ass pussy or something.
Booty. How we were you, saying you were pillaging booty.
You were booty, sailing right. The seas, plundering yes. Booty.
Well, I re-listened to a bunch of podcasts, and I need to come back and do some
You
more.
Just missed me too much. That's what it was.
I did. I really did.
And we've got a treat here for you.
What?
Well, for all of us, really. Everyone. All of our listeners. You. Me. Freckles.
Them.
I know what you're talking about.
Everyone.
I'm already enjoying it.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who's here?
Everybody.
Return. Second week in the row. Huh?
Right? Yes. I don't think we've done that before. It's Kinkerbella.
Miss Sassy Pants.
Dun, well, you got your dom on, so you got some stories.
Yeah.
Your glasses on. I'm hard.
I was going to wear knee socks.
Oh my God.
Right?
Seriously?
The total nerd chick thing.
Fuck.
And I know that's his weakness. Knee socks.
If that's his weakness?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Thigh highs.
It's really the thigh kicker, highs. But that's halfway there.
Oh, hey, yes. have you seen the thigh highs that are printed like the 70s tube socks with the black stripes
yes.
Or the red stripes?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Fuck, dude. No. Yeah. Seriously.
Why don't you like go put some on?
Okay, fine. I'll take a couple hours and go to Seattle.
We've got the drink drinking? Of the week. Okay.
Oh God, it looks painful.
That's we drank
too early
fun.
For a drink. Well,
fuck
I guess
off!
It's
hair of the dog, dude.
Right?
Almost it noon. Is hair of the dog.
We were all at a big party last night.
Yeah, yes. we're only doing shots of whiskey sours because
oh,
I
Lord.
Have a wedding to perform later this afternoon.
Okay, so, that one. No, okay.
I'll dump some out. Fuck, girl.
Oh, man.
It's just a 3-ounce drink. Jesus.
Jesus. I can't shot.
That's not even like, it's
I don't
not even
swallow
a whole
that
shot.
Good.
Yeah, you do. You're fine.
All right, I'll take that one.
You know, there's one that I swallow.
We haven't done whiskey sours before.
Ding.
Cheers.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
Reaching. There we go.
Here we
woo.
Go.
Clean. Nah.
Not often I do shots before noon.
I even gave you guys my good whiskey.
Oh my God. Is that Boulay?
It's Boulay.
Blay.
I didn't do that.
Blay.
I can hold my liquor. Shut up.
Yeah, she can.
Oh,
my God.
No, what are you doing with the paddle, dude?
Pappen.
Our butts are sore from last night.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Oh. Tell you what. How about we do the podcast topless and you put the paddle away?
I'd be willing. Oh, I'd be willing
to put it down.
Bring the girls out.
I
tell you what,
that
Captain,
thing
Captain
far
Jack.
Away.
Tell you, Captain Jack. Why don't you?
Sexual situation.
Why don't you
I
give
like
the paddle to me?
Okay, what was that about?
Because
you
see,
shirts off.
All right.
There you
all
go.
All right.
I was gonna say, nice. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay. That's worth it.
Hello.
Yeah, nice.
Hello.
Wait.
I believe you said the podcast topless. So wouldn't that mean? Everyone?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You sure you want to see that? Okay.
I'm all about equal all right. Opportunity
okay.
Here.
Right.
Come on.
Down.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Captain Jack's doing a little strip. There you go, Freckles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at the little nipples.
They're kind of hard.
Yeah, they should be.
It's a little chilly in here.
Chilly in
no,
here for
finally.
Once.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, if we
my nipples look great
this.
When it's cold in here, so.
Get a picture of it.
No, my. Yeah, I don't know.
Not our faces. Here,
hey, I got a camera. Let me.
Well, everyone's going to know it's me because of my
your
gear.
Because of your gear?
Yes. Oh, my.
What gear?
My juice.
Like your nipples are pierced.
Let's see. Who is it that.
Oh. No.
All right, they let's lean
right
a little bit farther in there, Ms. Jungle. Perfect. Okay.
Do you have your nipples in there?
Ugh, God, that.
Oh, this gear.
Right. Okay. Little bit that way, and bloop.
You're a man of many talents.
You know what? One-handed photographing with a giant cell phone. Nice.
All right.
My
good
phone
times.
Went bloop every time I took a picture.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to bring your own sound effects.
Yeah.
Sound effects
well,
are awesome.
Well, this was a little unexpected.
Yeah.
You guys
they just randomly
like
showed up at our house.
Yeah, what happened?
Bed. I roll yes. over in bed. I text you guys, make sure you're all right. And yeah. I get sent a topless picture of you
in bed.
And I'm like, I'll be right over.
There's so many stories that I apparently missed last night. Wow. All right.
Yeah, we
they
had a sleepover.
Some middleman cuddle fucking, and I just was too late.
We waited for 45 minutes.
It's a long ways away.
You didn't
speed.
If I was you, I would fly.
You didn't speed.
I was in bed still.
So were we.
Yeah, you missed out.
I know.
Good
so
Lord, y'all.
We've all been busy bees.
Yes.
We have all been busy bees.
It's been a while.
Trying new stuff and getting crazy. And
revisiting old things. And yeah.
I had a new experience with an old friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's never been completely bound before.
Mm. Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm all about that.
Had her with this little, okay, so it's a collar. A leather collar mm-hmm. that there's a strip of leather that goes down the back
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of D-rings.
Nice.
So you can take the hands and cuff them to any level.
Does it like
back.
Belt around the waist too to keep
no.
it secure?
Although that would be nice because she can
so it's
still,
just loose?
It's a little loose, but what I also do to compensate for that is I put another set of cuffs around right above her elbows.
Oh, shit.
And pulled that also behind her back. Oh, so she
her
really
tits must have looked fucking amazing.
Oh, they are beautiful. Although they are in the bed most of the time, face
aww.
Down.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And blew her mind. She'd never been bound like that before. And
so did you bind her and fuck her? Did you flog her or what? Yeah.
No.
Nice.
I'm not a flogger. I don't really. Right. I did some light spanking.
Yeah.
She doesn't do too much of that because she'll bruise up really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last time I did that
but
to her,
when you're banging her like doggy style, how can you not slap her ass?
I did. Oh,
okay.
I did.
Well, then,
okay.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I'm
sure,
like, I don't
sure,
know how
sure,
that's
sure.
possible.
No, I did.
She no, fuck. She doesn't like the kind of spankings I was given last night.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
That turned into a whole physical BDSM party that I was not expecting.
Spank parade.
I brought a date to
dude,
that party.
Dude, right. Okay, here's the deal.
That was a little blown away. She's not into that scene. And no.
Oops.
Like,
it
oh
took
my
a
God.
Left turn
so
really
to,
fast.
Take off early, go home and fuck.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you were practically fucking her in the chair, though. So we're sitting there talking, and he's fishing something out of his pocket panties. And I'm like, oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're
she's
in there
pretty,
pretty
quiet. Deep. She's not normally quiet. She was a little overwhelmed.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Well, all right.
But no, I was.
There's some loud personalities
but
there.
Now that,
there's
now
some
that,
loud personalities
loud
there.
That barrier has been broached a bit. So, you know, if her mind starts to wander towards that space.
I don't need
space,
to take her there.
You don't?
She's a new play partner.
Oh.
I don't need to take her there.
She's going
to
suggest
like,
it,
I
though.
Like
you like her
things.
Still.
I oh, yeah. She's a lot of fun. She's a blast. I like different things from different people.
Sure.
I'm not like, okay. I don't like the one trick pony thing where I'm do one thing and that's all I do and that's all I get off.
Right.
Know, the true kink, if you have a fetish where you can't get off unless you have this particular thing.
Right.
I got a lot of different things.
Well, there's like sensual play
mm-hmm.
if I like the person,
mm-hmm.
but then when I don't like someone, I love to hate fuck them.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a hate fucker.
Yeah.
And that's when the sassy pants come on and my mouth just runs and I get myself into big trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I like it. It's like premeditated big trouble. Like, I know that I'm walking into a fucking barbed wire fence here, but I don't care.
I can't hate fuck.
Oh.
I start hating, I go soft.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, you dirty whore, just fuck me right.
Well, talk's different than hate fucking.
No, but that's
it's part
like
of
what
it.
I feel with every ounce of my being. Like, just your only sole purpose is to provide me pleasure.
Maybe that's
bitch.
Why we've never fucked before.
There you go.
Well, there's two different sides to me. There's like the sensual side.
We did
I'm not
kinda,
a total
we did,
asshole.
We did cover quite a bit of this last week.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's not a...
Yeah.
not a huge thing, but yeah, definitely.
But then right energy comes, right. And I told you it could go dark fast. And
so is it like, so the hate fuck are these like relationships that went sideways? Like, where does the hate come from? Or is it just like random Joe Blow, you're an asshole. I'm
No, this was like previous.
Well, now we have also we've also established that.
Oh, she doesn't like do
the one night stand thing. Yeah,
it's not a thing. So
we were
together.
You're an asshole, let's go. No,
we were together quite a few months. And right. We had great chemistry and this physical dynamic was amazing.
Right.
And then we attended the club together,
mm-hmm.
and just he wasn't a very good student. An astute student, and you know, really learned the etiquette and rules and boundaries, and really it was important to me to set all that up. And he was just like a dog at an off leash park. He was like, and he's just he wasn't really the type to really listen to any guidance because he knew everything about everything. So I was like, yeah, okay, well, that's fine. So, I mean, that it was short lived. I took a different path. And, but so it was the boundary breaking and stretching and I just lost all respect, and I think I hated him. I really did.
Okay.
You can still get your rocks off.
Oh my God.
I don't get it.
Well, it's
hate does have the same
endorphins.
The same endorphins and everything as love does. So it's kind of the polar opposite. And if you can wrap your brain around it, yeah, you can
get it's gone totally. From like the sensual
but
side
I,
of me.
I like revenge fucking.
I actually have the same reaction that you do, Captain, when if I get into a position where I'm, you know,
a
position to hate fuck, I'm like, nah, it's not.
A lot of people like to
gonna
fight
happen.
Like makeup. And the makeup sex, I never enjoy. I don't. It's not. You got to make up before I'm going to have sex with you again.
What about revenge fucking?
I don't know.
Oh wow, we're deviants. I think it's us. We're fucked up.
Okay, so there is the matter of plumbing. There is that. I mean,
well,
I don't want to go on to that tropey thing,
well,
but I will.
No.
I'll go out
okay,
on that
but,
limb a little
okay,
bit. There
here's
is
the deal.
There is a smidge of difference between anatomies. That
for me, no. For me, disdain. That's no. I'm not going to fuck somebody I have disdain for.
Okay.
Like that, but revenge fucking, that's fun.
Well,
right. But what I'm saying.
Okay, here's the deal.
It
doesn't matter
physically,
the plumbing. We can't get off if we're not within the tropes that we set up. So she likes to hate fuck.
Yeah.
But like if you have real true disdain for someone.
Oh God, no. They wouldn't even get into position to be alone with me. That
sure,
I mean,
okay.
But
no,
it's it's that person that like this particular person knows my buttons, knows how to push them, and he let me get he says just get it all out.
But
and
you
I'm
ain't
like,
putting the sour milk back in the fridge. You're not going back to the relationship.
No. And that's what I said. I'm like, here's the boundary, fucker. It ends at the bedroom door.
Right.
Oh.
There's no laundry. There's no grocery shopping. There's no helping you with fuck all.
There's no errands.
I don't care. I don't care. You come fully prepared to my bedroom door and your sole purpose is to make me get off. That's it. You know, and turn around and leave. You can take a piss on your way out, but
and your lunch.
I'm too pretty for jail, so let's end that one right there. It is not a relationship. This is.
But you made him lunch.
We're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
She said she's too pretty for jail.
Yeah, I'm too pretty for jail.
It. All right.
But yeah, so, and the thing was, like, our dynamic in the past was he was daddy.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so the brat has come out, really out mm-hmm. for him. And so he's enjoying the new side of me because mm-hmm. he's not used to me caving so badly.
Uh-oh.
And then getting so angry about it. And, uh-huh. and he thinks it's so adorable when I get angry. And
when
so
you're in control, do you still call him daddy?
No, fuck no.
Okay.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, he's my little
total
bitch.
Total role.
Oh, and, sure. And we can do it in the same session, like within the same, like, I mean, it's a couple hour session, but we can switch.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It's funny because we were apart for so long and then getting back together, it just like flowed. It was just instantaneous again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Damn it.
God damn it.
How did the, oh.
Oh, fuck.
What are you doing in there?
Damn it.
So what kind of sassy shit do you say to get yourself in trouble?
Oh, he really likes to be viewed as a person of authority.
Right.
So when I have to knock him down a few pegs and remind him that he ain't shit.
Not in this.
Yeah. Oh, I get in so much trouble. And he's like, physically and just mentally, like it's a mental fuck. And he physically restrains me and I fight back and we wrestle. Like we've destroyed furniture rooms. And rooms. Yeah. I've had carpet burn all over my boobs, my knees, my elbows, because I'm trying to fight the restraint.
Yep.
And then
it's super hot, isn't it?
Right.
I almost took a head dive off bed a couple of weeks ago.
I done that. He's wrestling. Had me under the bed. We've both been stuck under the bed.
Oh shit.
Because I'm like trying to rither, get under there to escape on the other side. We used to run around his house.
Wiggler.
Oh yes. I'm a wiggler. So we like when he used to have a huge house. So we would he would chase me around the house. It was fun. It was part of our play. It was very physical and fun. So, I missed it, I guess. My body missed it.
Nothing wrong with
so
that.
So, and previously, a month ago, I would describe my physical sex life as lovin's, right? Like, when I want attention, I need lovin's. This is beatin's. I need my beatin' today. What can I do to piss him off?
Yep.
But, yeah, so it's been fun for me.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sassy mouth got me in trouble this week, too.
Ooh, do tell. Yes. Sassy mouth.
Something about chains on beds?
Shit.
What was this?
I got drug into a bedroom because I was being a sassy little bitch. And stripped down, chained to the bed, blindfolded, and then got paddled all the way up and down the left side of my body and was...
Delicious.
was told, avoiding the kidneys. Very,
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very safe, very consensual. And I said, what, aren't you going to even me out to the other side? And he was like, why you're already making me work. I'm not going to work that hard. Your left side is closest. So,
right.
Uh-huh.
That's another thing about dom work that, it's nice for the endorphin rush, but it's a lot of frickin' work.
Can be.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically taxing to beat your asses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Takes a lot of spoons.
My hand is my hand is really, really sore when it does a lot.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
This was a big paddle. I fucking love this paddle. It's a big paddle that's shaped like a beaver tail.
Oh, I've seen
one
that.
Side, yeah. You know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
That's been on your ass, too.
Yes. Yes, it has.
So one side is rabbit fur, and on the other side is leather.
Is it leather? I thought it was rubber. The rubber one
sucks ass. That's like a fucking flip-flop, getting beat with a flip-flop.
Yeah, that one wasn't fun. That's the one I've had on my ass.
That's a stinger.
Yeah, don't like the stingers.
No.
I like, no.
Yeah. So on the other side, it's leather. So it goes back and forth. And
nice.
Yeah, so then I had the Hitachi shoved in between my legs. And so secured awesome. So I couldn't wiggle away. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. And that was some crazy town. And then he decided that it was a good idea to leave the room.
Nice. Had some errands to run.
That's what?
Did he have some errands to run?
He had to go do some things in the house.
Nice.
I mean, he came back and checked on me and whatever, but
that was responsible of him.
But you guys know how I am about like a crowd and whatever.
Sure.
And there were people at his house prepping for Burning Man, and he fucking left the door open.
Nice.
And you have to walk past his bedroom to get to the bathroom.
From the kitchen, which is right next to his bedroom.
Nice.
Fuck you.
On display.
So I was crying.
Poor Jenga.
And he came back and he was like, really you need sassy. To get used to this. And then slammed my ass. I was very sassy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you learn or do you sass more just because you can't wait for the next punishment?
Yeah. I want to go again. Let's get back on that ride.
Yeah. What else do you have, Daddy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he sat on my back for a while and just like fucking Hitachi'd me. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I couldn't wiggle away. I'm a wiggler.
Yeah. The physical restraint, I don't know, is really one that I'll fight. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you fight it, but then when it
I
happens,
fight it, and it,
you, like,
but that's the thing.
Nine?
He's got to break me to get there. And that's where, like, and we will physically, not fight as in punching. Well, but not like punching him in the
you're
face.
You're too pretty for jail. Let's
no,
just
not
that.
Punching,
that,
but hey, no, like
book,
we're wrestling.
Fucking and punching? Oh, wait, no.
Fucking
that was
and punching. That was the Californication. I love that show.
But we, it's, no, we're wrestling and we're laughing and. You know, he's like, why aren't you giving up? Like, why? Why do we have to go through this? Just give up. You know, I'm going to kick your ass. And I was just like, no, fuck you. I'm going to do it this time. You know, like, I really think that I have a shot. What, more drinks?
I drank a lot last night.
Yes, I'm aware. Remember, you woke up in bed naked next to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You showed up with a half bag full of hot sauce from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Story. How's your week?
My week's been pretty fucking awesome. Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Do tell our listeners.
Well, gosh, last night, what I got up to was actually a fairly quiet scene.
Yeah.
Which was requested, and we had been negotiating for quite some time about some very bottomy stuff.
Nice.
From Miss Rabbit. And, things being what they are and our relationship not really being able to get to that. But last night it was on.
Nice.
So yeah, so but it was a very quiet scene. It was
more of a mind fuck.
No, well not at first.
Okay.
Not at first. Right, it got there eventually.
Nice.
Yeah, so we like to play pretty heavy and that entails a lot of long-term session, like an hour or two, or sometimes it's like, wow, that was like an hour. Oh my god, that was 3 fucking hours, holy shit.
Yeah.
that kind of heavy play.
Yeah.
But it started with kitty play, where kitty with a T, two T's and a Y.
Again, you're too pretty for jail. That's I think that's the theme of the podcast.
Consenting adults being what they are, and
right.
Agreements being
exactly.
What they are, and a center, et cetera. So, no, it was, there's a lot of responsibility that she has in her day to day, and she was mm-hmm. looking to be just free
stripped
of that.
Yeah.
Not stripped. Not stripped. I didn't pull it away.
It just
fell off, dropped. Well, yes, and we do that too sometimes. That's a thing as well. But yeah, it was a matter of getting her into a calm space and being very low key and starting to refer to her as the pretty kitty,
nice.
Which gets her into a kind of a curled up ball.
Hmm.
And then she's got her head resting on my knee as we're sitting on her bed and. It was about, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes of just petting her and mm-hmm. stroking her hair.
Nice.
And just quiet. And then we moved into the things that we might do with our kitty. Leashes.
You guys are the only people taking me feel vanilla. Rest of the world.
You're
I'm
blushing.
I'm
well,
Captain. I'm a crazy motherfucker, but you guys.
He's blushing. It's adorable.
Oh, there's so many things that I can't even talk about that happened. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you're blushing. Like, wow. You're red. Either you're thinking about.
Or what was that shot?
No, that wasn't the shot.
No. No, either
but yeah,
it's
playing,
being around our boobs.
Playing hard, and that's a, you know, a long term. And there's mind fuckery, there's mm-hmm. fantasy play, there's I'm going to hand you off to this other person over here that mm-hmm. we've talked about, and they're going to do these things that I told them to do to you.
Yeah.
Woofda. Yes.
Wow.
And it's fucking hot, and yep. I fucking love it, and she loves it, and...
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, the dirty talk is fucking huge.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Fucking huge.
Yup.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jinka.
Some people I can't do it with. Other people, it just flows.
Yeah.
It's just the energy
yeah.
And the response has got to be there.
Sure.
So we were talking about names last night, like names that you don't like to be called, Kinkerbell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it totally depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of my partners, like, he can call me a bitch.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. There's one person that can call me a slut, mm-hmm. but a whore, fuck you. You will have something in your rectum if you continue to do that.
Rectum? Damn near killed him.
It could be my fist if we want to go there. That's one thing mm-hmm. that I will not accept.
Why is that?
I don't know why it bothers me so much.
Because you don't mind when I call you a whore.
But that's okay because
we don't call each other all kinds
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, you call me a cunt yeah. and... You know,
you are.
But that's not in the middle of the play between the two of you. When you're
sometimes,
in space, when you're in
sometimes.
Space, you throw that out
to
there,
tell.
I won't use whore.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it depends.
I do.
Yeah, no, I mean, I usually, like, my on switch is, like, baby girl, and then the uh-huh. other on switch is little bitch. And that they both have the same effect. Ultimately, yeah. Yeah. They just send me in a different direction. So, but
yeah, mine's dirty slut.
Dirty slut.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Or maybe it's dirty whore. Because I no whore. Don't like whore.
No.
I don't. It just doesn't sound right.
All right.
Don't do it.
Are there any words off your list, Freckles?
Are there any words off my list yeah. that
other than moist?
Moist is not actually on my
moist
list.
Moist doesn't bother me.
Moist is not on my list. Moist is on other people's lists.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about moist.
Moist is word. Armpits
Whatever.
And ball sacks.
Okay.
All right. Sponges.
All right.
Yeah, there I don't know. That just gives me the...
No, I don't think... No,
I
don't
still
think
live in
are.
A fantasy world where all ball sacks should be dry.
Yeah, but after you've been going... had it for a while, you're sweating everything soaking.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, like, I'm not a dry girl.
I think she means, like...
But, like, yeah, if I'm just going down for the grab, they should be dry.
If they're sweating all over your balls, they can't be dry.
Here's the solution. Kilts.
Ah, there you go.
Kilts.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Air them bad boys out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then totally. If it gets hot, then they get bat wings. And then it's just not sexy.
It depends.
I don't know. To me, that's just not sexy.
Little talc.
Yeah, but I don't like the taste
of
talc.
Use powdered sugar. Like,
yes.
Right.
What?
Get a yeast infection for me.
That's awesome. Hot. That sounds like a great idea. Yes.
Throw some flour down there. That'd work.
Yeah. No, cornstarch.
Cornstarch.
It's cornstarch.
Yeah, just not that, because if you put like scents in it, then it's.
Yeah.
That, it tastes gross.
Right.
Julie used cornstarch on me the time that she sugared me.
Yes.
I went over there the other day and got my junk sugared again. I fucking love her.
Yeah,
she's doing a couple fundraisers too to help like some people get to.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
If you didn't have to let it grow to the point of yuckydom, then I would totally be on board. But
it's only
can't.
Once, and then she rips it out.
You don't have to let it grow to yuckydom.
Like,
3 weeks, you're done.
Yeah, and
maybe
3 weeks.
Maybe
yeah.
two.
But I have never
only
let it go like 3 days.
Only
I played it smooth for like at least a week and a half.
You want to see?
So what? Yeah. No, I.
And when it grows back, it's really
two
really
weeks.
Fine, and
I know.
It's not poking.
I don't have a lot anyway, so. I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm
it.
Dedicated to shaving.
That's fine.
This section of the podcast has been brought to you by Sugar Me Julie. SugarMeJulie.com.
She can do other body parts, too.
Tell them.
I don't.
You
I
got
like
sent here by the
O-Face
podcast.
Arm. I'm so blessed.
You're
Does
such
that
a bitch.
Take care of our contractual obligations?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sweet.
Snapple.
We love you, Julie.
We do. That's why we can say contractual obligation.
Contractual.
Yup.
Yeah. She'll like that.
You got a nice bruise on your bicep over there.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a peanut butter and jelly bruise.
Yep.
Goodness.
I got a blueberry bruise. There's nice. My blueberry.
Oh,
see, pretty. I like
How
these
How many
ones.
Bruises? I'm feeling left out.
My ass, though, from last night
Not
is still sore,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was taking
Mine
it
is.
Like a champ. I still
yeah,
had,
you were.
I had a cigarette dangling out of my mouth. I'm like, let's see who can knock this shit out.
That's classy.
Right?
Wow.
It was that kind of party, dude. You know
that
it was.
Yeah.
And that sounds a little trashy to me.
Right? And
Goodness
I just,
gracious.
Yeah, so I bent over their like cute little flower garden and was like, all right.
Oh.
That ass wasn't wearing any panties.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I had to walk away because, like, I.
Wait, you had
I,
to walk away?
I did because when. She gets hit, I feel it. So I'm like, fuck, I can't be around this.
Okay.
So, and I had gotten spanked earlier in the evening, and I was still kind of twitching from
Throbby.
That. And
that was a single strike, wasn't it?
No, no. Kitty warmed me up. Yeah. No, there had been a few spanks. I was warmed up, but
good.
Yeah, I wasn't anticipating the impact, and it was jarring.
Yeah, that
I heard it from across the bar.
But there was somebody that was spanking that is more into the hard impact.
Yeah, yeah, the impact, and I'm used to like that booty slap, right, not like a spank to, you know, rumble through
like
your body,
like hitting someone with a plank instead of a
paddle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and that's a great style. That's a great style.
Can
absolutely. That's not what I have been
random at a party, not really the place.
Well, no.
Oh, can be?
Okay, there is a place. Absolutely. Sure. I'm just, from my prior experience, it had never been like that. So it's not, I don't think it is negative. Yeah.
You must have liked it because you were playing with your boobs there for a while.
I know when I was talking about
you're like,
it. And I'm like,
grabbing them and you're touching your chest. You're talking about
yeah, so let's oh. let's set up the scene. So I roll into this house party last night, and Kinkerbella and Captain Jack are there. And I was running a little late. Traffic was really fucking shitty, and I got behind on a bunch of crap because I sat in traffic for too long. And so I was like, I'll be there when I get there, kind of thing. So I'm like, all right, okay, it's like 11. I'm going to cruise through Taco Bell drive-thru and get like midnight snack. So I'm ordering up like those box shitty like taco things they have. I don't know. And she's like, do you want sauces? And then she rattles off the names. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, which one? I said, just give me all of them. I'm on my way to a sex party. I don't know what everybody's going to eat. So I roll up to the drive-thru, dude, and I kid you not, she has like one of those paper bags, like it's bigger than a lunch sack, and it's half full of sauces. She just kept fucking like
just yeah. So I was entertaining myself.
Invite
as I was,
me, I get off in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so that became a party favor when I got there. So that was fun. And then it was pretty quiet, and I'm like, all right, well, let's pump this shit up. So I was walking around with my bottle of bourbon, and
you were
handing out shots, and
you got the party started, and
went outside.
Had the party not been started before?
Well,
I think
the party was going in.
I actually had left.
No, you were still there when I showed up.
Yes, yeah. But then when you got the party started, quote unquote,
you were gone.
I
see.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it went in ebbs and flows. I wasn't there earlier, so you said there was
there was karaoke, and there was pictures, and you know, like. Like we got the camera out and started acting the fools and, you know, just random.
The slumber party stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I got there.
No, there was some fuckery and
some
BDSM. There was some, but it was just kind of like.
Jumping on the bed.
Yeah. It was kind of, the dynamic was really awkward for me because I had never, like, I knew everybody there pretty much, but I had never played with anyone.
Yeah.
So I was like not knowing, Captain Jack, don't leave my side. No. But I feel that way until I assess the situation and there wasn't any play going on. So I'm like, oh, this is like a vanilla party. I don't do well at those.
It wasn't a vanilla
party.
Out.
I was going to say, it was a party full of swingers.
So we went out. We went out to the yard and I started the spankings.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, flipped my dress up and there was like...
And you got all the doms twitching, and when it wasn't their turn, they were looking at my ass. Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Was it like 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got 30 spankings, 10 each.
Wow.
Still, I'm like, my ass is burning, man. I was fucking burning. I was taking it like a champ, didn't yelp or nothing.
I know.
Dude.
I couldn't. I was like, from across the room every time you got.
Yeah. I still had that cigarette dangling out of my mouth. It was so trashy. So then I stood up and I was like, all right, who's next? And then one of our friends brought out his strap. So it's like, it's really cool. It's like two pieces of leather.
Like a belt that you fold in half and then it sounds just like that, that loud crack.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got that out and then somebody beat my butt with that.
Uh-huh.
So I got 10 of those and then I was like, all right, now it's my turn. So I beat all their butt.
Nice.
And I was John McEnroe in it, man. I was just like back and forth and back and forth all over those white tushies.
Nice.
They were lily white asses that are not lily or white anymore.
And then
random people. I can't just let
random people come
up. And, yeah, I know. But even like somebody I haven't played with or I... If they're going to be doing
I played with
of...
a bunch of...
You are such a slut.
That was
Thank
not
you.
A party
I, love
I
you.
Was willing to be a sub with. That's a very specific set of circumstances for me to go down.
But I was there. I would have taken care of you, Jack. Mm.
I don't know.
You grumble.
Well, no, I had a date that wasn't really
into that
scene. That's why we took off early.
Yeah, and the dynamic is different when you have someone new, too, right? It's just like, okay, well, this is like a side of me.
It
was advertised
as like a BDSM party.
Well, no, but we all showed up, so let's make it happen.
And broke out into
because the dynamic of people. Like, I mean, when you take a look at the personality scale and then look at the guest list, they were all really big personalities all in one small contained space.
I should have put one together and realized, oh, this is going to get fucking kinky.
Right? You should have. Because there's a pendulum and
there's
it's just
the pendulum
like,
of like
flogger, flogger, flogger. Oh, fuck. Yes. This is where this is going to go. I could have told you that.
Well, I'm not that smart.
Well, and then there was...
Now you know.
You know, there were some ladies there that are a fan of gangbangs and DP and all kinds of crazy shit.
Crazy
like
debauchery.
It was delicious.
I wasn't thinking.
Here. We'll teach you our ways.
Do I need to take my pants off now?
Yeah.
Well, I think he should.
He's not ninja status level yet, but
ninja
he could
status.
Be there.
I think he should take his pants off anyways.
Do it.
Okay, what the hell? Wait a second. No, we got to have a train here.
What?
No,
I think he agreed. Well, then my pants stay on.
Tell you what. Mm-hmm. You can check my ass and see how bruised it is, and I'll let you spank me if you take your pants off.
Ooh. He's not into the bruising,
that might
though.
Not be that. No, it's already bruised. I don't want to touch it.
No, there's one side I know isn't bruised.
Okay, fuck it. I'll take my pants off. Okay. I just think, you know, it's been, I you know me in clothes. I like to be naked as much as possible. So I've had to have my clothes on for a long time.
There you go. Ooh, you got a nice workspace there, Captain Jack.
Yeah. That's only a couple weeks.
From being sugared?
Yep.
Nice.
Workspace. Canvas. Are you going to do some art on that or something?
Oh, you were already totally nude, weren't you?
I am. I've got a see-through robe on anyway.
No,
so it's just
tied
around my waist.
Yeah, but you technically
I'm pretty much
have
naked.
Something on.
Sort of.
Whatever.
Anyway, so that so there was the party that got crazy. And then, fuck. And then they called the cops. I'm too pretty for jail.
Yeah.
Friendly boys in blue showed up.
Fuck.
Thank God I was gone.
And he was apparently cute.
Damn it! Did you think it was a stripper?
Like, oh, I wasn't surprise? At the door. I wasn't at the door. I didn't
so
go
glad
there.
I wasn't at the door. I would have sat. I would have asked.
Oh, so they come in. They just knocked on the door and said, "Hey, keep it down."
Yeah.
Well, they're like vampires.
Bring the party inside.
Yeah, they can't come
in
unless you invite them in. Unless they have a war, and then you know.
The neighbors called the cops, and they're like strictly religious, and there's like spankings going on, and fucking like there's.
Wait, who's strictly religious?
The neighbors.
Oh, the neighbors
of this place.
I have not been to a house party in a very long time where there were neighbors that fucking close,
right?
Oh.
And I know on the other side, the neighbors were
okay with it.
Okay with it, but they were also out on their porch watching.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. It was fucking hilarious because I went around the corner to give somebody a handshake.
Right. A swinger's handshake.
A swinger's handshake.
Very nice to meet you. Oh.
Yeah, well, it was right. There was a fire going and the lighting was so nice. And
over by the hot tub.
There was your dick in my mouth.
You know, I did a jello shot last night. And I totally get the whole gargling thing. Like, why? No. why it's a turn on?
Why are you looking at me? Like, fuck you. I swallowed
some. No. But I mean, like, so I had the jello shot in the back of my throat and I just started shaking my head and it was like bouncing back and forth in my throat and I was making the gurgle sound. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah,
like, for
it
a
is.
Guy to have their cock in there.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. It was just like an epiphany. I had an epiphany with the jello shot in the back of my throat. And I thought, yeah, that is hot.
New mm-hmm.
I should.
How's your gag reflex?
It really totally depends on the person. Like, there's certain people that I can spend all day down there, and that's all I need.
So, what happens when somebody grabs your ears and fucks you like a melon?
That has never happened to me. Grab my ears? No. Nope. Can't say
all right,
that.
Grab the back of your head.
We should talk.
You might like a melon.
If
we're talking about cantaloupe, watermelon, what are we talking about here?
I don't know. Just a melon with a hole in it.
General melon.
A face fucking.
You know, face fucking.
Yeah.
Melon.
Oh. It has to. No. He has to have control of me.
Yeah.
I have to be subbed out to be able to do that. Other than that, it's my show. I'm kind of. of a control freak like that.
Yeah, I get it.
So if he can break me down and get me down there, then yeah, face fuck me all day long.
And you give 110%.
110%. Except for I have just like the no go zone. It's
well,
like
see, I had that happen. What, like a couple months ago? We talked about it on the podcast.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I puked.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. She did you not listen to that episode?
No, I
good
did.
Good Lord.
Did you puke on his dick?
Yep.
That's oh, freaking yes. funny.
Well, it was in the shower, too.
I heard that last weekend. I was not on that episode.
It was fucking horrible.
Yes, you were.
Oh, my God.
That was a while ago.
God. I thought you were there, though. Because that's where 110% came from. Yeah, it was fucking horrifying.
So that was a long time ago. Oh.
Yeah,
so yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah.
I went off the rails.
It was in that room over there.
Went off,
that's how
went
long
off
ago
the
it was.
Rails. We sorry, Freckles. You had to edit a bunch of shit out because I started like naming names and.
So we just went. You just went crazy pants. Just like
the new rule is that if you name names.
Fuck.
Oh.
Oh no! Oh. No I'm in. Oh. Oh God.
It's not even on you. It's on a table.
But, it's on a table.
Oh Jesus! That was on me, fucker.
Oh,
that got my
dude.
Knee.
Dude. Captain, you got some wraparound. That's no good.
Oh. All right. Okay. So okay.
Let's see this butt of yours that is. Pull it up.
Let's come on, Crayola.
He's got to move all the glasses and shit. Okay.
That's going to be Jenga's name today is Crayola because her ass looks like a box of fucking Crayola crayons.
Turn this way. I got to see.
Oh, let's see these colors. Colors.
That's all right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Crayola.
Not quite as bruisey as one might expect, but.
Well, it's only been like 12 hours.
Not even.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Hey,
oh,
put your...
read whore, too. The whore paddle.
I do
whore
like
paddle.
The whore paddle.
I'm going to behave. I'm going to behave. I'm going
to
behave.
Yeah, now you do.
Impossible.
I'm allowed to hold the paddle now again. I don't normally do paddles. I just, you,
yeah, but you just
again.
Shushed me,
but
and that
was...
made me kind of wet. I'm not wearing pants.
Yeah.
And you don't see, even like, have a towel down.
I flogged your knee.
Oops. He flogged my knee and told me to shush, and then I got excited. He was
oops.
Like, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you better behave.
It's funny, this and I was talking about this whole 90. Oh, don't, no,
you
no. Oh, he's got the whore pedal on my nipples. Jesus, I like these. I like these.
Yeah,
let them
nice.
Go.
They're poking out. They're saying
I just,
to me.
Again, I'm so sorry.
For what?
For that. That night when I just apparently ripped up your tits. I apologize.
Oh
you swallowed them. What? I had to pull them out of your fucking esophagus, woman. Jesus. So she's on the Sibian.
Fuck.
Oh, yes, that.
Was that the last night?
So
yes.
Many, so many stories get a completion today.
Yeah, so she was on the Sibian, and I came over because I'm a sick fuck, and I like to watch. And I love to watch Jenga play with her partner. So I was... When the Sibian was there, I was like, this is going to be really good because he's going to fuck her right over.
And
I like
did.
Her and all. And I want to watch. I want to be there. And I want to be able to push other people away that might bring
you.
Weirdness. So the people that were there watching were
yep.
people that are close. So because I know your anxiety about being on stage. So the trusted people were kind of closing in to the point where... your partner suggested that my boob needed to be in your mouth because you were talking. Surprise, surprise. And I think she was getting a little sassy.
What?
So if we stick a boob in her mouth and she'll shut up. And then he started fucking with the Sibian to like max and my boob's in her mouth and she's like, God. And the boob went down and I'm like, fuck, I need it. Because, yeah, it was down in her esophagus. She was sucking on it so hard. She ripped
oops.
Him up. God.
Aww.
You liked it.
She was searching that's for awesome. Milk, man. Seriously. She was trying to get me to lactate.
I needed a latte. It's been a long night.
There you go.
Which? Lactation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so hot to me. Like, if a guy's into it, I think it's hot.
I've never done it before.
I don't... Because to me, for as... women physically can, if they've ever had pregnancy, should be able to lactate again.
Yeah.
And so you can induce it. So, mm-hmm. but the mental, space that you need to be in order for your hormones to release and be able to do it, you have to be in a very nurturing place.
Yeah.
You know a lot about this.
So they have the internet in Canada.
Yes.
No way. I thought
you can also
border.
You can also take the supplement goat's weed and that'll help.
Yeah, there's
there's different
and
cookies
and stuff.
If
you've got
a nice
doctor, you can say, "Hey, I want this shot because, well, I want to be able to lactate because it's fun," and they'll give it to you.
Really? I don't know about the doctors in Canada.
You got to pay cash.
But there is a milk shortage, so I could say that I just want to donate milk to the milk bank.
Helping the cows.
Do they have those in Canada?
Milk banks?
Yeah.
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 Really?
Yeah, for breast milk.
That's
so
fucking cool.
Yeah, I'd do that. Sure. So I think it's hot when a guy's into it in an order for, like, especially when you induce with a partner, I think it's just really sexy. It's just being able to get into that connection and that nurturing space. And that's the other side, the loving side. Aww. And then there's the beating side. And somewhere in between, I don't know where I'm happy, which end of the spectrum.
Do you
like?
Oh yeah.
Just got some on hard limits.
Sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you like titty torture?
Not torture. Mm. No, because clamps? I enjoy them.
Nipple clamps?
Yeah, they got to be soft. Like, don't wreck them because I enjoy them. And they're sensitive and they serve their purpose just fine. Let's not. I don't want it to be about pain. I want it to be about pleasure.
But so. It loops back around and then they connect.
Ta-da.
Yeah, but pain on that side, it just...
Not for you.
Yeah. That's just fair. Like ass play is not for me. I totally wear a strap on and fuck some guy in the ass. If I hated him, I could totally hate fuck a guy with a strap on.
What if you don't hate him?
I don't know. I don't think I could.
So I got to get on your hate list somehow.
I picked up a great harness.
Since we've talked.
I picked up a great harness that's like, it's so hot. It's like fucking lace and then it's got a little corset in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can stick all kinds of dildos in it. So with like three or four different size O-rings.
Did I tell you guys I was pegged for the first time?
No. You were going to save that for me.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I went to a party. It was a club party. It was a bi party.
Nice.
So guys, bisexual play was completely open and there was a lot of women there with strap-ons.
Nice.
And I've always fantasized about it.
Yep.
I've played with toys myself.
Good for you.
Never had a girl with a strap-on. Fucking fantastic. It was
nice.
Amazing.
Did she start you out with a nice small
It wasn't
peg?
A very big one in the first Good. Place. She just had the one.
Yep.
There was another girl there. That was like this tiny little 80-pound
soaking wet with
that
a
had this
Tyrone
had this cock that was like, yeah, you ain't getting anywhere near my ass. No, ain't gonna happen. This other lady, it was smaller size, and I was like, hey, if it was the first time to do that,
I got a question.
So,
were you like on your back?
Yes.
Okay, and so was she jerking you off while she was fucking you?
No, I didn't let anybody touch that.
Really?
No, because
okay, so you got to get fucked in the ass and titty fucked at the same time.
Oh, there's some logistical things there, but no. That could be fun. No, so
well, yeah, because
with ass
play,
I'm good at that.
I get off real quick with ass play, real quick. So I'm like, no, nobody touches it. So I'm laying back. It's on a bed that's she could stand at the end of it, and she could be fucking me while I'm on my back,
right?
And I'm like in another world, and I open my eyes, and there's a cock in front of my eyes.
Oh!
I look up, it's some guy. I don't even know who this is.
Right.
And usually, I'm all about in a swinger situation. I'm all about free play. If somebody's sure. there, wants to play, great. Whatever. But I was just like,
that's not going to my mouth.
I'm a different place right here.
That, my friend, is why I said no more Twister at club. Because
yeah.
I had plenty of dicks in my face. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of disappointed the guy. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm in a different space here. Sorry, buddy. I didn't even know the guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, that was fascinating. So I'm all about trying that again and discovering that boundary.
Nice.
Well, I want to go. I want to do spot you when you do your gangbang. Like, I totally want to pimp you out when you get ready.
Yeah.
So
I guess I will be out myself now. I've been saving it for a while. I am bi.
Right on.
I'm kind of thrown that out.
Congratulations.
There.
Congratulations.
Yeah, are you bi situational?
Yes.
Okay. So our bi-ness is about equal, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm in the same space. It's not.
It's got to be the right people, right person.
Yep.
Right. The connection has to be there. It can't be just
women,
like.
With women, I'm a lot more free with, hey, whoever you are.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You're cute. Let's go.
Yeah.
With a guy, it's just got to be, I don't know. I don't even know what I like there.
See, and that's why I've struggled with the label of being bisexual. Because it's like, it's, for me, it's so situational.
It's definitely not 50-50.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's
no.
not.
And the thing is, for me, it's all about energy. And yeah. I just, like, I can see some women that are like, oh, you're so sexy and fun. And, you know.
Maybe it's just a cultural expectation. Like, because I'm just as picky about the guys I play with.
Right.
I mean, realistically.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I am too. But I mean, like, I have a... if I close my eyes and if you were to say, can you describe your physical, you know,
what you're attracted to?
Yeah. What are you attracted to in a guy? And I could label it off. Whereas on a woman, it could be anything.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different type of attraction.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's, and you know, some women that are attracted to me, are just, that's not really my thing.
Right.
Sorry. But I'm glad that you're coming, you know, open and being able to explore that and not have to hide it anymore. Like,
it's so much harder for guys too.
It is. The stigma especially sucks.
Especially in the swinger culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty homophobic. Well, and I think greatly. That has because of the military origins of the beginning of mainstream swinging in the United States. Cause I mean, people have been swinging for fucking ever, but
right.
Yeah. But
you know, but as far as like where the culture started and the rule set and the whole,
it's the same way like in Europe, is that looked down upon in Europe?
No,
no, not really.
Mm-mm.
It isn't.
No,
it's a US thing.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't, here's my, another thing for me, how I explain it is I would never go and seek a female to go and bang one night. Like that would never
Sometimes I get a craving for girl though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have that. It's cause she's got to be.
Do you act on it?
With her man.
With a guy either.
No. Right. So they're, and I mean, they have to have a great, amazing connection. And so I got to feel both, you know, feel that connection more so than the woman. I mean, there's like. Every relationship for me is different because there's one where I'm as physically equally attracted to the female than as I am the male. And it's very even. I'm attracted to both of them. I'm attracted to their attraction and I'm attracted to the three-way attraction is fucking awesome. And then there's other situations where I'm more.
That's really the holy grail though, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking holy grail.
It is.
Yeah.
And they're so fucking far away.
Right. I know.
And there's some where it's like I have a great mental connection with the female and I'm physically attracted to the male. And then to me, that's a red flag because it's not even.
Right.
And I don't think very many situations are the holy grail.
Right.
But I got spoiled. So now I'm fucked.
Yep. There you go.
You had kind of a holy grail situation too, though. Like you had a great dynamic with a group, with another couple.
At the club?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've even seen them.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen them since the club's closed down. But yeah, no, I had a pretty good dynamic with a couple there that me and him and her all played equally, and we did a lot of DP, actually double vag at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she's a champ.
You wouldn't think.
She is a champ.
Inside that, you wouldn't think you get a second one in there, but if somehow it works.
Well, there you go.
We shoot babies out of that place, dude. It was made to be wrecked.
No.
She was loving it. It was, I miss them. I need to, just been, life's been getting in the way for both of us, so.
Yeah.
On board.
I'm all about wrecking my ass, like. My flesh. No, not my asshole. No, my asshole is off of it. But like spanking, but don't wreck the badge. Don't wreck my badge. No big bat, you know, big bat. I can't talk. Big black cock. I don't like BBC. Uh-huh. I like the ABC, the average. Because I like dark skinned men.
You have an affinity for the darker skin.
Hmm?
You have an affinity for
that. Yeah. Well, and it's, I mean, I've got like really weird issues that get me there, but yeah, they have to be darker than me. So I have to like be able to physically know that there is no way we are related. That's my thing. Yeah. So it's got to be dark, got to be opposite.
Interesting.
Yeah. And tall. I like tall, dark, bald. I like bald. And smart. They can't be stupid. So they have to be sarcastic and be able to handle my mouth.
Smart.
But not too smart. I like dumb. I like dumb.
I like dumb.
No, smart to get,
dumb,
to get
tall,
me.
Short.
No, okay.
But they can't be droolers.
No, no mouth breathers or window lickers. No, okay. So dumb
fit
and play,
pudgy.
Right? That yes. that don't want to mind fuck me, but like yeah. smart outside of the bedroom to actually be able to get me in the bedroom. Because if you don't have anything to talk about, then
yeah,
I don't know. But so if you find anybody or if you know anybody that can fit those parameters, like I want to hear about it.
So they should write into the O Face podcast.
I think you should.
Let's make it a game show.
Are we becoming a dating service now?
Dating
we
service.
Are. Well, you know what? Mr. Big already asked because he's going to be doing his adventures with Data Dwarf. Is
nice.
He's setting up a website. And it's for like anybody because
yeah.
it's like dude dates. I mean, he's not bisexual or anything like that, but it's like
you
want to
hang,
go
out, with
hang out with
a
dwarf and see what it's like. And
that's awesome.
It is. Well, it's a lot of like, okay, so we worked at the same place, obviously, and we had done a trade show for the corporate side of the business. And we were walking across the street, and people kept fucking staring at us. I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked at Peter, and I'm like, why are people staring at us? It's like, do I have my name tag on? Like, what's going on? And he's like, you're with a dwarf, you idiot. Like, oh, sorry, I forgot. Because, like, in my brain, he's 6 feet tall. It's
right.
Like, it's just as much shit as I give him. Yeah, I don't.
We've gone to dinner at like 3 o'clock in the morning in like in another city. You were there. You were there, and we went in costume.
Yeah.
Right. So the looks we were getting, I think Cap'n Jack was dressed as a pimp.
Yep. Nice.
You were a pimp. I don't know what the fuck I was. Some circus train wreck. seriously,
looked like it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
was
I think
it Halloween was it?
No,
after
Harley Quinn. I was dressed as Harley Quinn that
oh,
night.
Oh yeah.
Was it after Halloween?
No,
yeah.
It was spring.
Was
it?
Oh, spring.
It was a circus
was,
party.
Oh,
was,
no, because he was yeah. dressed as a leprechaun, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
Oh, was it Mardi Gras?
We were all
yes. It was Mardi Gras. It was Mardi Gras. Yes, it was.
You guys totally fucking up the ante for Mardi Gras, man. People
yes.
didn't used to get dressed up for that, and it was fucking amazing.
It was a great
it was awesome.
Yeah. I know. I got right into my costumes. I miss that
yeah.
side of putting it together
yeah,
and
that was
having
we went
fun.
To the Denny's down the street, and it was closed.
Right?
24-hour stays.
Then they
closed.
Shut down.
Oh, that's right, because they were doing
then
the
they shut down the interstate.
Or some shit.
Like the cops did
oh,
a
yeah.
roadblock. Yeah, it was a fucking crazy night.
The cops right in front of us decided to slow all the traffic down. They're right there in front of us, and we're blocked.
Yeah, so uh-huh. it was just a bizarre night, and so we like walked into Denny's like we ain't nothing, you know, the pimp, the whore, and the dwarf. It was just like
that's awesome.
It's yeah.
So if you want to have one of those kind of adventures, they can write us, and then
yeah.
I think like it doesn't matter where you live if you're willing to fly her to like I don't know Arizona or some shit for a night.
I love traveling, but
yeah.
Yeah, I come down here every weekend.
And she's got her passport.
And I got my Nexus
card. We've got listeners all over the world, baby.
That's
like,
true.
You
we
can
do.
Wind up in Australia.
What?
I am always up for an adventure. But
shout out to the Aussies down under.
Hello.
Yeah, the thunder down
Mates.
Under.
Brazilians.
They're kinky fuckers, too.
We've got,
right?
We've got
Aussies
Brazilians.
Are kinky
yes.
as shit.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. And the accent, just like, usually when
just thinking
if
about
I'm
it,
play,
you're getting wet, I can tell.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nipples are hard.
Hard the whole time. Are you kidding me? I'm looking at it
part of
whole
it's,
time.
Part of it's the chilliness of the room.
Yes.
The rest of it is not.
No, it's the but the accents are, like, talk nerdy to me.
Right.
In an accent. Just talk nerdy to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Dirty nerdy.
So, yeah. So, if you want to date Kinkerbell.
Or Mr. Big.
Or Mr. Big.
Yes.
Then drop us a line.
Yeah, we can have you both on the show and read the emails and, like, let you guys heckle them.
Yeah. Mm. Or we could vet them out. Or maybe should I let somebody else pick who they think?
Oh, I'll totally do it.
I'm
oh,
not
yeah.
good
oh,
at
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This
write
is going to be a, this is gonna be a best worst case scenario
your
right here.
Dirtiest,
is what that's going to be.
Kinky shit that I, oh, I love that.
Fuck yeah.
Is this
going to be a kink competition?
This is
the guy who wants to
hey,
be.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? It may be a complete vanilla thing.
It could be.
Just because it'll be a mind fuck for you.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
You because don't do well at
see, that's what
parties.
Happens when you give control to someone else. You don't get to pick.
But
you get to just do
it.
What it is that you're going to do.
But you could always earn it.
Yes, I can. I
yes.
like
could
earning.
Earn your choice.
Exactly.
Yes, I like earning.
I like
there
this
you
game
go.
We're playing.
My beatings.
All right.
Mm, let's make it happen, guys.
All right.
So
all
listeners, right. please help Miss Jenga. Fuck with Kinkerbella.
That's right.
More naked podcasts.
I like the direction this goes in.
You know what? Yeah, that's right. We've been pretty much naked the entire time. So if you like the sound of that, then you can also email us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com.
I blame Kinker.
Just throw down some tweets at us at theofacepodcast and check out all our details and whatnot at theofacepodcast.com. And we have like 14 quickies up on the quickies site that you can get to if you go to our Patreon, patreon.com/theofacepodcast, and you pledge $1 an episode. It supports us. It supports us, and it supports the podcast for
and we could buy duct tape to fix the microphones.
Hosting, and that is Gorilla Tape. I will have you know. That
shit
is fucking Gorilla Tape. That's the expensive shit.
All right, fair enough.
So, and I bought it before, so I had it. I didn't have to rely on that.
You ruined the joke. Way to put the train brakes on.
Fuck yeah, dude. Pulling that brake. That's right. So, yeah, patreon.com/theofacepodcast. Find us on Facebook, Jack O'Face, Freckles O'Face, The O'Face Podcast. We're all on there. Miss Jenga is also twittering at
Bella.
And then
Kinker Bella.
Yeah, what the
blogger
fuck is up with your name?
Kinker. Okay, so Kinker Bell was Tankin.
Was Kankin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I can talk today. Was taken, so it was just changed into Kinker Bella. So
okay.
I have a Facebook blog page now. It's Kinker Bella's Corner.
Yes.
Corner with a K. And I'm having some fun blogging about my adventures with Daddy.
I am not on that.
Again.
You
blog.
Need to be.
I need
it
to
just started just a couple days ago.
No, actually,
it was
I
on
just,
Facebook.
I published it yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been on Facebook in a couple days.
There
oh,
you
well,
go.
There you go.
So, yeah. And that's Kinker Bella with an A and
yes.
Corner with a K.
Corner with a K.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Yeah. That's yeah. It's and it's busy. It's like publishing the shit out of that thing.
Well, yeah, already. I mean I have that side of me, and you know what? I'm gonna nurture her because she's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when she gets put in the corner, then she gets nasty.
Do
so
you
let's
see her as an
right?
alter ego.
Oh.
Yeah.
A different person kind
oh,
of.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Different than the person that we have guesting with us on the podcast right now?
No, this is Kinker Bella.
Oh,
for
hey.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
I'll update the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
morphed right in front of us. She started the episode as Kinker Bell, and now she's Kinker Bella.
Yeah.
I love
Kinker
that.
Bella. I said Kinker Bella at the beginning.
It's all good.
Either way. But that's it. That's that. You know what? I'm unpredictable.
Both names
so,
have
whatever.
The same nipples.
Mm. Exactly. And you know what? I think we all have given 110% this week.
We have. Go
maybe
team.
Yeah.
Go team O'Face.
Thanks.
That's right.
No.
It's been a
no,
long
I'm
time.
No, I'm too pretty for jail.
Meanie,
I've missed it
Miney,
so
Mo.
I've missed it so
Ketcha,
much.
Tiger.
What are we
toe.
Doing?
It's
whoa,
iffy,
don't
hollers,
like this. What?
Let
that's,
him
a,
go.
That's another
my
podcast.
Mother told me to
in
pick
her bells can.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
What?
We're talking about you.
Oh, shit. Somebody say something other than me, because I know I can hear me.
Say
can
something
me?
Other than me.
There you go.
Say something other than me.
Much better.
Can you hear me?
We gotta light the candle.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Check, 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 check.
Mic check. Check, 1, 2, 1.
Check, check,
check.
Chickity, chickity.
Hello.
Chickity, check yourself
talk
before you riggity wreck yourself. Right?
Talk sweetly to me.
Oh, there we go. Come closer, Captain Jack. Come closer.
The circle is now closed.
All right.
Let the circle
don't
hold hands.
No.
Time and time.
Please
wait,
sing.
Bye.
Bye. Bye and bye.
Oh, no, ow, ow, ow.
Oh, no.
Oh,
our butts are
so. Oh.
Please, no.
This isn't striking anything.
God damn
all right.
It.
It's just the threat.
It was going against the table.
We're done. No.